days, the disappearance of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur was the son of Narayani. Narayani was the niece of Shiva Das Thakur. She got great mercy of Lord Chaitanya, who made her chant in ecstasy, and she was a very young girl, that Narayani married at a young age, but her husband passed away when she was 15. Before she gave birth to Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das So, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj probably gives Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur the title of the Vyas of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, that he wrote a biography of Lord Chaitanya, which was in early stages, this was known as the Chaitanya Mangal, but later became the Chaitanya Bhagavat. That Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur especially described the early pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. That Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj, he mentioned that he glorifies Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur as the real Vyas of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, and he says, I will only narrate in the Chaitanya Charitamrita but Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur did not describe in an elaborate way, that because he did not want to repeat what was mentioned in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, because the Chaitanya Charitamrita was written much later. That interesting is Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur was one of the prominent disciples of Lord Nityananda, and also we had Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj was also a disciple of Nityananda. So Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj writes about Vrindavan Das Thakur in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is from the Antya Lila, chapter 20, text 82. Vrindavan Das Thakur is Lord Nityananda's favorite devotee, and therefore is the original Vyasadeva in describing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Further, hearing Chaitanya Bhagavat destroys all misfortune. By reading Chaitanya Bhagavat, one will understand the glories of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and he will attain the highest perfection of knowledge, pure love of Krishna. Since such wonderful book could not be written by a human being, it seems that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has spoken it through the mouth of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. I offer millions of respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. By compiling such a valuable book, he has delivered everyone from the cycle of birth and death. This is from the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 8, verses 32-42. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, at the end of his life, he lived in Navadvip, in Modadrundavip. He lived there as a celibate, worshipping the deities of Nitai Gauranga and Sri Jagannath Dev. Shalavindavan Das Thakur ki. So now we will read from the Bhagavatam, that verse 10, 11, 13, chapter 11, the childhood pastimes of Krishna, text 13. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Because of being too attached to playing with other boys, Krishna and Balaram did not return upon being called by Rohini. Therefore, Rohini sent Mother Yasoda to call them back, because Mother Yasoda was more affectionate to Krishna and Balaram. Purport. Yasodam Prasayam Masa. These very words show that since Krishna and Balaram did not care to return in response to the order of Rohini, Rohini thought that if Yasoda called, they would have to return, for Yasoda was more affectionate to Krishna and Balaram. Amma jnanati manasya jnanjana sanaka Shakshurun militam yeta tasmai si guruve nama Chichetanya manobistam staptam yena bhutale sram rupkadam yam dadata svatpipatsi padantikam Vandiyam shiro shiyoda padakamanam Shigam Vaishnavam Sa Sirpam Jagatam Sankanagnatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Pajana Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sankanalita Shivishakam Vitam Sa He Krishna Kuruna Sinudina Bandhatyat Pate Kope Shakopka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta kanchna gaurangi rade vrindavaneshvi vishabhanishtita devi pranamama haripri Pankha kalptra vishya kripa sinvai vishya patram pavanbhyo vaishnabhyo namonam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Kadada Shiva Sati Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Chagaswamti Namne, Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namne, Namaste Sarasvata Devi, Gauravani Pacharne, Nirvishesha Sinivadi Paskachai, Desatarane. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, in this verse, I observed two points. First, Balaram appears in Krishna's pastime here. And the second point is the power of love to control Krishna. Not. So first, about Balaram, so of course we heard before in the beginning of the 10th canto, before the appearance of Krishna, that he, Lord Balaram, appeared in the womb of Devaki, but then ordered by Yoga Maya, the Lord ordered Yoga Maya to transfer Ananta Shesh from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. So first, Ananta Shesh of Balaram appeared to prepare the womb, to prepare everything for Krishna's pastimes. It was predicted that Balaram will give great bliss to the residents of Vrindavan. Bala means strength, great strength. He will also be known as Sankarshan. Sankarshan. Of course, the scientists, they make reference to the law of gravity. Law of gravity is, for us, is Sankarshan. Because Sankarshan is worshipped on the bottom of the universe. Yes, many hoods, Sankarshan, and he keeps all these planets on his hoods in their orbit. That's a great strength it's only by the mercy of Lord Balaram or Lord Nityananda that we can make spiritual advancement. Because Balaram is Achyuta Bala, spiritual power, the spiritual strength to make spiritual advancement. We need spiritual strength. We need Achyuta Bala, not to identify with the mind, to control the mind, and to fix it on Krishna. Balaram is original spiritual master. So, for obtaining spiritual strength, we can pray to Lord Balaram. Because Lord Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna. So there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. Balaram is white, Krishna is black. That's the only difference. Balaram usually is dressed in blue garments. He likes to be dressed very well. Armlets, bracelets. His forehead is decorated with tilak. And his hair is bound in a top knot. And he always appears youthful like Krishna. So whenever there is a need of creation, Krishna manifests Balaram. Balaram expands also as the holy dam and the spiritual world. Therefore, it serves Krishna's pastimes by facilitating them. He provides all the paraphernalia. They are no different from Balaram. But it serves also the Lord. It's the servitor personality of Godhead. And he serves Krishna in all rasas. Provides Krishna's paraphernalia, Krishna's throne, Krishna's turban, Krishna's clothes, that instruments for glorifying Krishna. So we should be always conscious that all the mridangas in the temple, all the instruments, it's Balaram. Should be very respectful to it. And in Krishna's pastimes, so Balaram is Dauji, the older brother of Krishna. Therefore, he manifests vatsalya ras to us, Krishna, parental love. That's when they go to the forest, the cowboys in the morning with Lord Krishna, Yasoda comes and asks Balaram, you look after your brother, that parental love. That, of course, the same Balaram appears in the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. In these pastimes, he appeared as Lakshman. But as Lakshman, he was the younger brother. So Lakshman, we see, was always constantly serving Ram. When Ram was in the forest, and yeah, they were in exile in their beautiful forest environment they were. Then, of course, we know the story of Suparnaka. Anyway, Lord Ramachandra was joking with Suparnaka because Suparnaka wanted to marry Ram. Ram said, I'm already married, but Lakshman, he may accept you. And then she went to Lakshman, and Lakshman said, no, because if you marry me, then I'm the servant of Lord Ram. You will be always in a subservient position, and then you will become the servant of Sita. So he also spoke jokingly, but at the same time, he was always exhibiting this servitorship toward Lord Ram, and they were inseparable. But later he decided, in the next incarnation, decided to become Dauji, the older brother of Krishna, in the mood of parental love. Dasabhav and Vatsalya Bhav. Like once Balaram told Lord Krishna, it was Janmashtami, Krishna's birthday, he said, don't go to the lake of Kaliya, Yamuna. Today is Janmashtami. We want to bait you for your birth ceremony. So Lord Balaram serves Krishna in different capacities. There are a few pastimes of Lord Balaram in the 10th canto, especially the pastime of the killing of the Denuka demon in Talavan. When the cowboy said, yes, we are hungry, we want to eat these nice fruits in the Talavan forest. But there's one problem, this demon, Denuka. And then Balaram entered the forest and he made all bowl fruits fall from the trees in Talavan, and in the Talavan forest, and he made a lot of noise, and immediately this as demon Denuka came. But Balaram just took him by the feet and was whirling him into the trees, and so many trees cracked down. Anyway, he killed the Denuka demon. So this is Lord Balaram appearing here in the Bhagavatam. But then there is another important point here, which Srila Prabhupada makes in the purport. So Rohini was thinking that if I call these boys back, they will not listen to me. But they will listen to Yasoda, because she has more intense love for them. That's interesting. That in the Sveta Walter is nothing like envy in this world. But rather, when is in Sveta Walter, when one sees that someone has more love for Krishna, one is pleased to see that and want to take shelter of that person. And so that's the etiquette here, that one is has more love, more advanced, yes, is respected. That every morning we, in the Bhagavatam, we pray that, before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest. Interesting. It's the Bhagavatam is the way to conquer Krishna. But Krishna is the unconquerable. That so how can we conquer Krishna? It's by love, by affection. That when Lord Chaitanya was in South India, he stayed at the house of the Kurma Brahman during the Chaturmasya time, 4 months. And the Kurma Brahman became very attached to Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya, he was leaving. And the Kurma Brahman said, I want to go with you. I become so attached to you, I just cannot separate from you. And then Lord Chaitanya said, no, you stay with your family. And he quoted a verse from the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. So Lord Brahma's prayers to Lord Krishna. This is the last chapter which was translated and commented on by Srila Prabhupada. And he quotes this verse. Jane payasam udapasyanamantaiva jivanti san mukaritam bhavadiyavartam stanestita shutigatam tanuvan manobir ye prayaso chitachitopyastaistrilokam. This verse explains how to conquer Krishna. That says, those who, even while remaining situated in their established social positions, throw away the process of speculative knowledge, and with their body, words, and mind, offer all respect to the descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicated their lives to these narrations, which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees, certainly conquer your worship, your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. So the verse says, we should, with body, words and minds, offer all respect to the descriptions, your personality and activities. That's the first thing, offer respect. And the second thing is dedicate their lives to these narrations which are vibrated by you personally. Dedicate your lives to these narrations. Dedicate your lives to live the Bhagavatam. That hear it, live it. That Srila Prabhupada was a living Bhagavatam. So that's, we just follow Prabhupada, his purpose, his example, and gradually we will be, just by dedicating our lives to these narrations, what's the side effect? The heart becomes pure. And when the heart becomes pure, then there is space in the heart for love. That love can not develop when there are these weeds of lust, anger, greed, and so on. But just by hearing, that is the message of the Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Vidhi, that Tasma Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaroam Ishvatavya Kartetavyasya Smartavyam Sisatavyam, that the Sukadev Goswami says to Maharaj Pariksit, if you want to meet your dead in 7 days from now fearlessly, you must hear, remember, and glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's the process to conquer the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because that will give birth to loving Krishna. These activities, when the heart is pure, then this love will develop. And with love, one can conquer Krishna, but by love, we can also conquer Krishna's part and parcels. That's mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, that a devotee becomes a friend of everyone. And it's a power of love that makes us doing amazing things. You have here that this example here says Yasoda was so affectionate that Rohini thought Krishna and Balaram will listen. So education of children, what's the most important element? Is affection. If they get love and affection, they can do wonderful things. On the other side, when there is a lack of affection, then it goes very difficult. I remember when in 2004 I opened a temple in Brussels, and there was one devotee who was helping me, but he was not initiated yet. I knew him already for 10 years, but he was struggling with so many things. And I was always correcting him. But that didn't help. Our relationship became strained somewhere or another. But at a moment, certain moment, I decided I just accept him like he is. And then I started just to see what he did good. The little spiritual qualities he had, I was glorifying him. That I was not correcting him anymore. I was glorifying him. And our relationship improved. I tried to give him all affection. And he did so much wonderful service. So this is something to learn. How do we deal with devotees? We are all Krishna's family. To become a devotee, it's very rare. So therefore, friendships among devotees is very important. And that affection, to that affection, we show affection for each other. We can do together amazing things. That we see the example of the Prachetas in the Bhagavatam. The Prachetas, they were doing service together and had great friendship with each other. That and during their austerities, meditation, Lord Vishnu appeared. And Lord Vishnu said, I'm very pleased with the mood of friendship you have developed between one and another. So that pleases Krishna, that this caring mood for one, for one's other, that is the power to conquer Krishna. Krishna does not need our service, but he wants our love. So we do service with the first step to do our service with love with Krishna, for Krishna, is attention. In your service, do it attentively for Krishna. Purposely giving the results to Krishna. That one may say, yes, I have to do my service, but if I think of Krishna, then I may not do my service very nicely. But you go to the airport, you drive to the airport, you pick up your spiritual master, and then you drive him to the temple. While you drive to the temple, you have to look at all the traffic rules, right? But at the same time, do you forget that your spiritual master is in the back? No? So we should never forget we do our activities for Krishna. That and if there are challenges in execution of our service, we could remember Krishna. Could remember Krishna, pray to him for empowerment, help me to overcome this challenge, or pray to Krishna, what do you want me to learn by this challenge? So see Krishna's hands every moment in your life. Because Krishna is the hidden actor between everything, behind everything. That Queen Kunti, in her prayers, she expresses to Lord Krishna, I know you. You are the hidden player behind everything. That whether on the material platform, Mayadrik Sene Prakriti is the superintendent of material nature. What then to speak about the spiritual platform? It's mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Samam Sarvabhuteshu, Krishna is equal to all living entities. But he has special affection for his devotees. So what with his devotees? He will organize their lives so that they can make spiritual advancement. That understanding how Krishna gives us what we need. Not always what we want. Gives us what we need. But that's his love. So feeling appreciation for what you get in your life, it's an appreciation of love for Krishna. And that's the beginning of the development of this love. Sadly, love makes us do amazing things that in education of children, love is and affection is so important. That's it's not by the punishing rod you are going to educate a child. May sometimes be needed. But the better way is love. By affection. Then it will, if they feel loved, they will do it spontaneous. Out of reciprocation with your love. Because that's what everyone wants in this world. Give love and be loved. And that's attained in a supreme way by developing Krishna consciousness. That is so beautiful. Anyway, any questions or comments?